If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas. Today, you'll hear two of the very best in their professions. Also, you'll hear the first of a new regular feature, Luxury Living Vegas Style, with the star of Flipping Vegas, realtor Gady Medrano. Today features a special expanded edition of Your Vegas Insider with Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Scott takes an in-depth look at the perception of value, or rather the lack of value, in Las Vegas today. Later, you'll meet Eddie Osterlin, America's first master sommelier, in an engaging conversation that is the first of a two-part chat with Eddie O. Finally, today, another Vegas Art Minute with Brett Maley, the fine art expert of the TV series Pawn Stars. It's time now to visit with Your Vegas Insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. And today, we're going to do an expanded version of this to talk about one really special issue that's been coming up in Vegas. And I'm hearing it all the time, and I thought there's nobody better to talk about it with than Scott Robin. Scott, everyone is saying Vegas is at a crossroads, that it used to be considered a value vacation, but now there's, you know, they're charging for parking and there's resort fees and, you know, all the thing, venue fees, right about it. Do you feel like that we're kind of at that kind of point, and some of the city fathers and mothers are looking at this and saying, we better make some decisions?
Yeah, I think if it depends on who you ask. I think the casinos are definitely in denial about it. Even the LVCVA, the Convention and Visitors Authority, have not addressed it in any real way. But I am on Twitter all day and all night, and I will tell you that the travel patterns, the behavior patterns of Las Vegas visitors have changed, and they've changed based upon a perception of value. Vegas has always been perceived as a value destination, as you said. It is now perceived as the place you go to be nickel and dimed. And I think people have always been willing to pay for an extraordinary experience, but what they are not, they have clearly stated they're not willing to pay for, is things like parking that they've always gotten for free. Doesn't matter how many other cities have paid parking, it's not relevant because it's all about perception. They perceive that resort fees are a Vegas problem. There are resort fees at other resorts in the world. It truly doesn't matter. There are the other day I literally reported on there was a fee at an Excalibur restaurant called Dick's Last Resort. They started charging 75 cents for a glass of tap water, and the internet freaked out. And it, what it does is there's a critical mass of the perception of get every penny out of me. It doesn't matter if I gamble. It doesn't matter if I spend money at another venue. I'm going to squeeze every single penny out of you that I can. And I absolutely believe that the results of the biggest casino companies in Las Vegas reflect that change in attitude. They blame it on events. They blame it on seasonality. They blame it on that there wasn't a big boxing match that given quarter. But I'm telling you that in everyday real terms, it's like a live focus group on the internet, and people are saying, I used to come to Vegas 10 times, I'm coming one time. That is huge, and nobody at the highest level is, they're dabbling in it, but they're not really embracing this idea that they need to roll back paid parking, they need to look at all those fees, they need to manage their individual venues, because with all the convenience fees, that's not necessarily a casino thing. Could be related to a certain theater, could be related to a restaurant, charging for tap water. It's that perception, and so somebody needs to lead the charge of, you know what? It's not free. Vegas isn't free, but it's never been free. But there's always been the perception of value. And I think that's going away. And I think you're going to see it in the overall visitation numbers until they get serious about looking at it.
Well, I know some people honestly believe because of this that, oh, yeah, and they're sticking up our gambling thing. Our odds aren't as good. We're not winning as much. And I think in a lot of cases, it might just be strictly a perception. It's the same random odds. But when you get in that mindset, that maybe brings that on.
Yep. Well, I think that the gambling issue is a key element of this, because if you go to a casino on the Strip and you put in your $20 and it's gone, you have no bonus, you have no return at all. There's a frustration that happens. If it happens once, you're like, oh, I had a bad luck. 10 times, 10 sessions later, you start to feel like the machines are tighter. The gambling experience is tighter. If you play blackjack, it's the 6-to-5 blackjack rather than the 2-to-1. Like those subtle changes. One of the kind of the worst things that's happened is a horrible game, roulette, not the best game in the world. They're now doing 000 roulette, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. There's probably 6 or 8 casinos that have done it. I think everybody's going to do it. And that's a situation where it's changed by 2%. Does that matter to a typical tourist? Not really. But it matters overall in terms of the perception of Vegas. Is you couldn't just have a game that was already, you know, slanted toward the house. You had to make it go from 5.25% to 7.5% or whatever it is. And that's purely perception and a perception problem. And it happens over and over in so many different situations. I'm a culprit because I'm the one who shares this stuff. I'm the one who shared the venue fee at XS Nightclub. I'm the one that shared the CNF charge at places like Hex and the Beer Garden. It's just a gratuitous fee that's just tacked onto your bill. So I'm perpetuating it, but I think it's over time, it's undeniable that that pattern is there. And it is painful as a tourist to look at that stuff and go, what am I paying for? What am I getting in return? Because I understand if I pay for a fancy meal, I'm getting a fancy meal. But if I'm sitting at that slot machine and my money's just flying away, what am I getting?
Well, and the sad part is, so let's say you play that slot machine, your money flies away, you go, I still want to play some more. I go over to use the ATM machine, and they're gouging you like no other part of the country is gouging you. So, and people have to ask, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to give them money, and they're charging me to get more money to give them.
But back in the day, so there's always this comparison to like back in the day. You know, credit, you could get credit more easily. The ATM fees were low. I think it's really a shift in the mentality of the casinos in that gambling used to pay for everything. So, again, it's all about the optics. Your drinks weren't really free. Your show wasn't free. The parking was not free because gambling, it was assumed that that would just compensate for everything. So, of course, you give somebody a $50 show ticket when they just spent $500. Over time, there are more bean counters involved. And the bean counters are saying, look, you can give up that show ticket, but we're not seeing the gambling revenue to compensate for it. So now that ticket, it has to stand alone as a moneymaker or not. There was a performer downtown at Golden Nugget, Gordy Brown. He was costing that casino $4 million a year. It was done because there was a relationship with the casino, and they were giving these tickets out to customers, blah, blah, blah. They're not doing that anymore. And casinos aren't doing that anymore. There's no loss leaders anymore, whether it's drinks or parking or anything else. You have to sustain your own revenue. You have to make money on your own. Your buffet is exactly the same. That buffet has to earn its keep. That show has to earn its keep. So I think that's a major shift. And people aren't stupid. Consumers, visitors, guests are not stupid. And they're seeing those changes, and they're noticing them, as you said, at every turn. At every interaction, there's a, you go to a show, convenience fee. If you, you know, so I sound like I'm complaining all day, but I'm complaining. I'm just reporting things that are actually happening.
More with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin, VitalVegas.com, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Do you own a real business that makes real money? Not just an idea for a business, but a real revenue-generating business. Then we have what every business needs to run and grow. Cash. Call the Business Cash Advance Line, and in just 5 minutes, you could be well on your way to securing up to $1 million in funding for your business. Use the money however you want. Try new advertising, buy inventory, purchase equipment, or pay taxes and other bills. Call now to secure up to $1 million in less than a week. The process is quick and easy. Call the Business Cash Advance Line to speak with an account manager now. Representatives are standing by, so if you need to get up to $1 million in working capital to grow your business, don't wait. Call right now.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. Call now. 800-445-1099. That's 800-445-1099.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to our good friend, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, spending an expanded session with us, discussing some of the new perceptions about Las Vegas these days, thanks in part to new costs.
I think slots are tighter. I think when I go to certain places, there are places where I just know that was not a pleasant experience. There was no value. That's not entertainment. And a lot of the discussion is happening around younger people, millennials, that they're not gambling. Well, of any age, if you're not having fun, why are you going to gamble? And millennials are so smart. They've got a game on their phone for money or not money, whatever. Like, why am I going to sit in front of this machine if I'm not getting value? So I think it really speaks to that question about, is Vegas at a turning point? And I think it is. Another layer of this that you did not ask about is Vegas is being confronted by the fact that gambling is everywhere. It used to have a monopoly. It used to have a monopoly on sports betting. It used to have a monopoly on gambling overall. Well, that is everywhere. The term in the business world is commoditization. It is a commodity that is in New Jersey, that's in California, it's on the Indian reservations. It is, gambling is everywhere. And people tend to, it's inertia, right? It's like, if I got a place to gamble near my house, it's not Vegas, but I don't have to travel to Vegas. And now, if you give me that extra reason of I'm getting nickel and dimed, I'm going to that casino on that reservation. So that's a huge aspect of this, too. There's a lot of different aspects. International travel has become more difficult. There's multiple factors, but a lot of that is tangibly going to affect the ability of Vegas casinos to make money and to expand and build new things. And that's always sad for me because I like shiny new things.
Well, and let's talk about then what the possible solutions are. I mean, we can see while the numbers have been flat here in downtown Las Vegas, they manage to keep going up. And I think because people do sense a value there. And we have all these beautiful arenas, sports teams, entertainers coming there. Is that the way they're going to try to approach this stuff? And do you think it's going to make that, you know, all of a sudden this is going to become a high-end Branson, Missouri?
Wow. Branson. I don't know too much about Branson, so I can't draw any parallels. But I think there is going to be a moment of reckoning, and I think it is already happening because obviously these big companies are watching their bottom line. They're watching their earnings reports and their stock prices, and they have been hit hard. And I think they're going to be hit hard over the next 6 months as well. Devastating numbers in terms of occupancy and room revenue, because room prices are at free or next to free in a way that's never actually been true in Vegas. So they're going to have this moment where they really have to think about, what are we providing? What makes Vegas special? You know, do we have to roll back some of these fees that we've rolled out? Do we have to find other sources of revenue? They're going to have to ask a lot of serious questions, and they're going to have to think about it holistically, which is not happening at the moment. Every casino company is saying, well, you know, we have these mitigating factors, and we have these other things that are affecting what's unfolding. But I think the city itself has to think about what is Vegas going to be, and what is it going to offer, and is it that important? I know they're making a lot of money from some of these fees, but is it that important when you're stepping over a dollar to pick up a dime? Because that's what's happening.
Any predictions? Leave us with some happy thoughts that maybe we can look for in the next year or two.
Well, I think people that like sports are going to be really happy. The Raiders are creating a lot of excitement. They don't have the best team at the moment. I'm not a sports expert, but it's not looking that good. The Vegas Knights obviously has had a huge amount of support, mainly among locals. But for people that are into sports, I've heard rumors about a baseball team. I've heard, you know, there's this new deal with the Las Vegas 51s and the Athletics. Is that a sports team? They're going to be the farm team for that. So I think it's a great time to be a sports person. There are a lot of concerns. We're supposed to stick to the positive stuff, but there's a lot of concerns that some of these venues that are being built, the Sphere, the Orb, at the Venetian, there's the stadium, that there's not a lot of acts that can fill these venues. So that's also of concern. Another great bit of news is going to be the Las Vegas Convention Center, right? So that's presumably going to draw a new kind of scale for conventions. Vegas is going to start being convention driven, because that casual traveler maybe isn't as important to the casinos as that conventioneer who has a credit card and can spend whatever they want. The other bright side is that I think it has to do with the strong survive. And so to me, that's good news. As you weed out, if there's too much room inventory, the good places that provide value are going to survive. The others are going to have a struggle. It's going to be the same with entertainment as well. So beyond sports, I got to say, I think when the casinos do have this kind of vision adjustment, they're going to start realizing, hey, players will go to somewhere that has 100 times odds at craps. It's better than a 2 times, 3 times, 5 times. So I think that some have already done it. Wynn has rolled back its parking policy. They had paid parking. They still do. But if you spend $50, you get your parking validated. So those kind of tests and those kind of adjustments are going to be made. And I think that's all positive.
Thanks, Scott. You can hear Scott each week on Vegas Never Sleeps. And you can read his blog daily at VitalVegas.com. Time now to meet one of the giants in the world of wine.
When they ask who's a fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink on me.
Every now and then you're fortunate enough to meet a real superstar in a particular field. Imagine meeting Babe Ruth in the world of baseball, or Neil Armstrong if you're going to talk to astronauts. Well, we have such a person with us today. You're going to meet wine sommelier Eddie Osterlund, master sommelier, the first one in the United States, mind you. Fascinating guy. He also has a great book that we'll talk more about a little later called Power Entertaining. And it's just a whole philosophy of how you can combine the great taste of wine, the finest wines, the finest foods, with selling a particular product or service. But we'll get into that. First, I want to ask Eddie, how did you get into this? Because, you know, you always want to find out, how did that guy really do that first thing? So what made you get into the world of wines?
Well, let me say it this way. First of all, I grew up in New Jersey, got a degree in psychology, and before I jumped on the treadmill of life to work until I'm 90 years old, me and a buddy said, hey, let's go to California. So we went down to a travel agency, because back then that's how you did it. And we said, well, I got a one-way ticket to California. We'll get a summer job. We'll work our way back. And she looked at us and she said, boys, because back then we were boys, she said, for another $95, you fellas could go to Honolulu. You know, all of a sudden, boom, we're in Waikiki, diamonds off to the side. So, you know, I decided I need to stay a little longer. And before I know it, the summer vaporized. Mom's calling, leaving a message on my answering machine. Eddie, when are you coming home? So I fired back one conveniently for me at 3 o'clock in the morning so she wouldn't get it. And I said, Mom, I forgot to tell you. Geez, I got myself into graduate school. I'm working on my master's, got a good job, bought a car. Don't need to tap you and Dad for any more dough. And, but as busy as I am, you got to understand, Mom, I love you. Goodbye. Hung up the phone, said to myself, okay, pal, now go make it happen.
You'll hear more from Master Sommelier Eddie Osterlin in just a few moments. This is Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network. A little wine.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to America's first master sommelier, Eddie Osterlund.
So I go, okay, I get myself into graduate school. My undergrad major was psychology, so I majored in psychopharmacology, which in 1971 was a very important course, a very popular course back then. But I had to work at night. You got to work at night in Honolulu. You got about two options: bartending, or who gets the beef. So I flipped the coin. I said, I'm a waiter. Never done that before. So I get out of the Ilikai Hotel, which was the property at the time, and I interview, and I line my you-know-what off on an interview. Been there, done that. And anyone, that's great. We had a guy quit last night at our top French restaurant. You start tonight. Great. So I go up there, put that bow tie on. I'm running around literally telling people, did you order this? Have you seen that guy in training? Anyway, pretty soon I'm making money. I got enough money to buy the car, bought a Volkswagen Bug with a hatchback, which was great because you could drop the surfboard right in there. You know, and I didn't surf. But if you didn't have a board, you didn't meet any women. things were just, setting things up in protocol. So anyway, I'm living on my own, kicking back, going, I'm making my own living. I'm going to grad school, and, I'm having a time of my life, 23 years old. But one night, about 10 minutes to 6 before the restaurant opened up, I'm cleaning glassware and polishing knives and forks and getting anything ready. And the maitre d' comes walking through the dining room, and he's got this hardware, this chain and a tasting cup and a silver key that the sommelier, the French guy, Pierre, wore. He goes, Eddie, Pierre just called in sick, man. He hangs his chain on my neck, goes, you got to help me out. I said to the guy, don't do that to me. I drink beer. It's like, I can't do that. And the guy says, it's simple. Red wine, you serve that with meat. White wine, it goes with fish. Anybody on the fence, go deep. Hit him with a rosé. Back then, the only rosés on the wine list were Lancers and Matus from Portugal. Anyway, that was my training program. So I went around the dining room, and and people would raise their hand and go, sir, my wife's having scampi, and myself, I'm having the rack of lamb, medium rare. What would you suggest? I'd pick up the wine list. I haven't even seen the thing before. I go, you might want to try this 131 Chateau Belgraves. It's a Bordeaux. It's nice and fruity, crisp, clean finish, $35. The guy said, well, if you... That's what you'd say, have it, bring it. I bring a bottle over, pull a cork, pour some for him and the wife. They toast their glasses, and she smiles back at him, and he likes seeing a smile back from his wife, so he gives me $5. He said, excellent choice, and I'm going, sommelier, So all of a sudden, I've run around the room all night long. At the end of the night, I sit down and pull all this cash out of my pocket, and I said something like, holy, it's like there's more money on the table by me serving wine, and I don't know freaking anything about it. How cool is that? And then I said to myself, 3 or 4 days later, but what if you did know something about wine? What about that? So I gave it some thought. I would like to do something. And then something happened one night that I'll never forget. A guy was coming to Honolulu with his wife and family on vacation. His name was Henry Vandervoort, Henri Vandervoort. He owned Chateau Belgrave. And I wanted to meet the guy because I figured I got to learn something about wine. And, he's French, but he lives in San Francisco. So, and he owns Chateau Belgrave. So I put his wine on the list, and I worked in a restaurant called the Trattoria, which is an Italian restaurant. We had Chianti. That's Chianti, Barbaresco, no fifth growth Bordeaux, But I put it on a wine list because he was coming in. And we had a picture book, so his label right there. And then, because during the day I was running rats around mazes, measuring their behavior, when I walked into the restaurant at night, the people coming in were like big rats. It was an extension of the laboratory. So watch this. That night, he was coming at 8 o'clock with his family, and at 6 o'clock when the doors opened, everybody coming in and sat down and said, we'd like to see the wine steward. I'd walk over and the guy would say, my wife's having a Saltan Bocca. What would you recommend? I said, have you ever had Chateau Bellegarde? And the guy would say, is that Italian? I go, no, it's not. It's French. But no, we're looking for some Chianti or something like that. I said, we only have about 7 bottles of the 1966 left. You really might want to consider that. Nah, we're anything. I said, tell you what, I'll bring you a sample. Would you like to have a sample of this, you know? I did whatever it took to sell somebody a bottle of Chateau Bellegarde, okay? So when Henri Vandiver walks into this Italian restaurant, there's 19 tables with his bottle and his label aimed at him. Can you imagine what this guy did? He walks in, he goes, Twilight Zone. What's going on here? He said, who's responsible for that? And the waiter goes, that guy Eddie over there. So he called me over and he said, young man, why did you do that? And I said, well, I wanted to get your attention. He goes, well, you sure? You got it. And he said, would you sit down with me after dinner and we'll talk? Sure. So when 11 o'clock at night, I'm sitting with him talking. And after about a half an hour talking with him, he says, you know, I think you're way more interested in wine than psychology. If I were you, young man, I would go to the University of Bordeaux School of Enology and take their DUAD exam for professional wine tasting. The guy who teaches it is Dr. Emile Peynot. He's a great friend of mine. Unfortunately, they would teach it in French, so you have to learn to speak French. But there's a school in the University of Poitiers that I could send you to, and in 9 months you'll be speaking that. So I said, put me in, coach. So I went there, went to the school, learned French, went to the University of Bordeaux, got the degree. And I thought, great, you know, and then I thought, you know, while I'm over there, I had heard that there was an exam in London called the Master Sommelier Exam, and no American had ever climbed that mountain. There was only about 16 people in the world who had ever passed it. I flew to London, took it, and passed it. And I went, I think this is what I should be doing, you know. And I love to teach people. When I came back to the United States, I did a lot of little classes and stuff like that. And then one day I started speaking corporately, or, you know, I took the Dale Carnegie public speaking course because I was terrified to speak. I took that course and I felt more confident. And then I started trying to sell myself to audiences for $500. And I haven't looked back since. And my day rate is $20,000.
You've taken this whole concept of great wines, you know, being the first in the United States. There's only 100 and some odd right now in the country. 164, okay. So you're one of a very, very small group and so forth. And yet you decided to take it to a whole other level, food pairings, which we'll talk about more detail before, and this whole idea of power entertaining. It's really about taking this for corporations and so forth to really make themselves different, set themselves apart from everybody else, and you do it through food and wine.
Yeah, that's precisely it. What I tell people, you know, we're all trying to do business, find more clients. How are you doing that? You know, I mean, it behooves you to find ways to get people to like you. And maybe you do that by inviting someone out to play golf. Maybe you take them to a museum. Maybe you take them to a professional ball game. But that's what everybody else does. So it's not that special. How about you use food and wine, which I consider are the international currency for connection, have America's first master sommelier conduct an event, a luxury event, and you call these people up and say, we got Eddie Austerlin, he's drinking Domaine Le Fleuve Monarchais. We're going to have it with caviar bumps, and we'll send a car to pick you up. Are you interested in coming to this event? And people come. How about this? New York City's got 25,000 restaurants. Why would anybody go to a restaurant again? You know, when you get all those choices. You know why? Pretty much because the Somme did something to make your day. They created an experience. And if they do it well, people come back. They want to feel good again. They want to feel like number one. So I sometimes I tell people, you want to have a restaurant experience that's good? It ain't enough to have an 8 o'clock reservation at the top restaurant. What do you need to do? Bond with the Somme, your new best friend. Find the guy, make friends with him. And once you get to understand who he is, then the next time you go and do an event for 6 or 8 people, He knows. He knows the name of everybody in your party. You're coming in at 8 o'clock at night for your reservation. And, you know, they're not giving that silly phrase like, you know, your table is almost ready, Mr. Mede. How about you have a seat at the bar and we'll let you know when it's ready. That's just a ploy to get your wallet to ding you for a drink. Or then they're going to try to sell you an intermezzo. That's a mouth cleanser. That's a palate cleanser. You know, sorbet infused with vodka. What a silly ass thing that is. I mean, that's the dumbest course I've seen in my life. I went to a professional wine tasting school. Your palate doesn't get dirty and it don't need any cleaning. That's another wallet cleaner. You know, so I'm the kind of guy who comes in, salad. Here's our salad. Salad courses. We have the 9 signature salads. I'm going to pass on the salad. You tell a food and beverage director you're going to pass on the salad course, a mild case of diarrhea starts up because we make them for 50 cents and sell for $10. You got to have one salad. Please have a salad. Please, you know, have $6 shrimps.
You know, okay, and anybody that's listening to this, you got to be thinking, that's not what I had in mind when I thought of a sommelier. We think of somebody stuffy, a Sebastian Cabot type and so forth. You've really combined all this knowledge with really kind of the psychology and having people, it sounds like a big part of what you sell is also having a great time.
Yeah, it's all about creating an experience. I mean, it's not about what everybody else says. What you're competing is bringing people up to altitude with alcohol and stuffing them with a lot of food. Boozing and schmoozing, we call it. That's so old world. You got to do it. You got to create something where the people leave feeling like, I can't wait to throw a party or entertain some people because I've just learned a whole bunch of new skills on how to do it.
You will hear more from Eddie Osterlin, master sommelier and author of Power Entertaining, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Suddenly there she is, you ought to be where she is. And this must be the start of something, this could be the heart of something, this could be the start of something grand.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to America's first master sommelier, Eddie Osterlund.
I'm looking at it now in my mind completely different because I was one of those people, as you say, that accepted it as a beverage. And you picture a bunch of, again, snobbish people sitting there, you know, swishing around their mouth and spitting it out. You're talking about a whole nother experience, which is really what the idea of this whole thing is about, right? I mean, that's, you know, you can take this information and go enjoy yourself when you're out on your own.
Absolutely. And but when you're entertaining people, for example, another thing that's kind of nice about it is you've worked the deal out with the somm so that whenever you walk in that restaurant, he knows that you're going to give him 25% tip on whatever you order. The food is already ordered. So guess what? No check arrives because no check should ever arrive. You've been there. Everybody's having a grand old time. They drop this check in the middle of the table, and everybody gets real quiet. Some people feign like, I might even help pay. But whatever it is, game over. So I'm going, no. Do the thing. Boom, 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 boom. Have these great wines that nobody's ever had before. And then they go, we got to do this again. You get up and you leave.
So is that like, act like you've been there before, like in the old...
You own it. They think you're, you must be a stockholder or something like that because they're treating you like a king. How about this? We go on a cruise ship. Oh, boy, a lot of people do that. Crystal Harmony, one of the best, you know? And what's interesting about Crystal Harmony, I've done about a dozen of them, is that when the people come into the dining room, and oh, by the way, there's 2,500 people every 13 days, and they all come into the dining room at 7:30 at night, all at once. There's 50 waiters, captains taking care of 50 people each. That's 2,500. And when you walk in and sit down and you've all paid your $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000, you want to feel good. You want to have the best, you know. But 50 come in at once, so the waiter has to pick, well, who am I going to take care of first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and last? And how does he do that? They're good. They're really good. Every 13 days, they see a whole new boatload of people. They check out your ring, your wife's ring, you know, your watch, however you're wearing, what kind of drink you order, whatever. And they set up a little pecking order because they're pretty good at kind of figuring you out. And I tell people... And then, at the end of the cruise, on the last day, they bring this little thing. It looks like a little toaster rack. It's silver. and it's got envelopes. And those are the tipping envelopes that you should add $5 a day for the girl who cleans your room or something. And I'm going, here's how you do it, buddy. Get on a ship, okay? 7:20, not 7:30, first night. You walk in the dining room, you find out where your table's assigned. You probably don't have a window table because maybe you didn't spend $10,000. But you walk over to the guy who's obviously your captain because he's there. He's rubbernecking in the room. You check out, make sure you got the right guy. You plant a C note in his hand and go, Pierre, I'm on table 26. Bring it.
You know, another thing you do, which people think of a psalm, okay, obviously you know everything there is to know about wine. But how important is it to have the right food?
There's three kinds of wines that exist as I see it. I call them the three B's of wine: beverage, better, and best. And beverage wines are the $2 chuck to $7 yellowtail that you have as insurance from the neighbors and relatives who will drink, they'll pound a bottle each. 60% of my friends fit that category. So I have a case of red and a case of white in a garage that are cheap. Then there's better wine. That's where the stuff retails about $35, and people take note and go, wow, these are for your good friends. You know, wow, that's a nice Pinot Noir. I smell a cherry cola, something like that. And then there's the best wine. The best wine starts at about $100 a bottle retail. And now I get anal. So in some cases, for the best wine, the wine is more important than the food. I'm going to choose food to play a subordinate role so it doesn't threaten the taste of this delicate wine. And what do I use? Chicken. Chicken is like a Q-tip with some attitude. It's not going to threaten your food, your wine. So I'm teeing up the wine, putting the food down here. It's enough to eat, but the wine's the star. Here, when wine's dirt cheap, the food's the star, and in between, both of them are playing with each other. So ideally, you'd like to have the food and wine amplify each other. That's kind of sort of the goal.
You will hear more from Master Sommelier Eddie Osterlund next week as we continue our conversation with this superstar from the world of fine wines. Time now, though, for another Vegas Art Minute with Brett Maley, art expert from the hit show Pawn Stars.
Got to ask you, there's a great email piece that you put out. I've been really enjoying them. They have some of the things we're talking about, other little things, just really interesting things. If you have any interest in this at all, you'll love. How does somebody get involved? How do they get this sent to their email?
You know, what you need to do is visit our website, which is www.artencounter.com. It's a great site. Obviously, you're much better off seeing art in person, but you'll get a good sense of the type of art that we represent. And there'll be an option, I think, right when you go to the homepage to sign up for our newsletter. And we don't do, you know, mass mailings. We don't send out, you know, daily emails or anything, but about once a week, you'll get an email. And what you alluded to, Steve, was our art fun fact, where we try to send out fun little tidbits on specific artist masters that maybe, you know, you wouldn't know, or would, you know, you'd find fun and might want to tell your friends. So I've been kind of coming up with that, and I've been learning about a lot of these masters that I thought I knew everything about. So it's fun.
And it's available at the same place you can find out all about Brett Maley and his family's wonderful gallery. It's at artencounter.com. Time now to introduce a new feature. It's called Luxury Living Vegas Style, which looks at real estate tips and advice, as well as a look at the Las Vegas real estate market. Our conversation weekly will be with realtor Gady Medrano, who starred in Flipping Vegas on A&E.
Talk a little about some of the differences. I mean, the old days, you'd pick your open house day, right? And you'd put your ad in here, I guess it would be the Review Journal. If it was in the Bay Area, it was in the Mercury News and in the Chronicle. And it would all work that way. Now it's completely different. You've got to know technology to succeed.
Oh, this is the internet age, without a doubt. If you are not up to date with tech in multiple categories, you will be left behind 100%. And that's with regard to marketing properties. It's with regard to just getting leads, because a lot of people that are buyers, among the first things that buyers do is they look online. What are houses looking like? And they'll go to Zillow, they'll go to all these different sites, Redfin, et cetera, Craigslist, you know, whatever. And they're just generally casually looking at. So you have to be able, so just lead generation for your business as a realtor, you have to know internet, CRM, just keeping in contact and just maintaining those relationships. Also critical, everything is technology-based, and all different platforms of marketing, whether it be to a consumer, to get leads or to get potential customers or to get or to get a property sold. All of it. We're in the internet age. I don't remember the last time I did a newspaper ad, as you just mentioned. You know, the newspaper's online. You know, we have the directories. Sometimes I've done some mailers and stuff, and you know, you'll go back to the old school, you know, because I've been there, I lived that, and I had some success. But it always has to be in conjunction with technology. You have to automate things. You have to use the highest level of effectiveness with regards to even managing your time and things like that. We're in a new world. It's technology.
You can find out more about Gady at www.gadyrealestate.com with Gady spelled G-A-D-Y. Join us again next week as you'll hear part two of my conversation with Master Sommelier Eddie Osterlund. Have a great week. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.